Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that you can find on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube's videos posted of me explaining them. And it's truly amazing the huge amount of people that I've heard from this week, especially all over, all over the world, of people that are finding those videos on YouTube. So it's a very good thing. People are finding the information they need to know about what's causing their diseases. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to, first of all, figure out who the predators are. And I'm going to be talking about a very excellent documentary exposing their identity during this show. Then we have to start saying no to our predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, turning the other cheek, making excuses for them, and especially to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause these predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion apparently is preventing logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set us free. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you're able to call me on the phone, I much prefer that, not to mention the fact I'm not always sitting in front of my computer. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at the LightOfDayRadioShow.com, TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives, and I'm very grateful to Sheldon Day for continuing to post my archives for the last 4 years or so, not only shows on my networks that I'm on, but also other shows that I do. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support the network by donating on the homepage, and especially if you can buy a T-shirt so that you can walk around and become an advertisement to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks again to Ron, at 888-320-6151. I do ask that you call in during the second hour so we can get the show topic going before we take questions. And very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. I'm very excited also about my show now out of the UK on These Changing Times, radio.ning.com. Information about that show is also posted on Sheldon Day's The Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carly Archives. That show is on from noon to 2 p.m. on Sundays Eastern Time, and tomorrow my guest will be Kevin Annette. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. Go to the link section of www.reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. And, oh, by the way, thanks to Patrick Jordan putting out this information about colloidal silver. We've been really, Mario Sfaldi and I, getting together and putting together an update that very easily explains the difference between ionic silver and colloidal silver. You can actually find that on Sheldon Day's Archives for Me under Dr. Carly Archives. The show that we did on colloidal silver was on May 5th of this year. And so if you go to the May 5th show, you can click on Review of Colloidal Silver Document and find the document there. And also, Mario Sfaldi's generator previously was basically making ionic silver, and now he's come up with an update package which actually allows you to make both ionic silver and colloidal silver. Of course, colloidal silver being the best to ingest, and ionic silver being the best for topical use on skin wounds, decubitus, ulcers, burns, ears, and in the nose. And if you go to the testimonial section on the Silver Lung site, you can actually see photographs of a young boy that I treated back in Long Island who spilled scalding coffee on himself, and within a week, these deep second-degree burns were already healed over, and then it shows a follow-up show where his skin is all completely restored with no scars whatsoever. So anybody who tells you colloidal silver doesn't work or is dangerous, just show them a picture of those documents, which, as I said, is on the Silver Lungs Testimonial section. And if you go through my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and click on the link section, that will bring you to Mario's page, and we'll also let him know that you heard about silver from me, because Mario supports my work by giving me a commission when people purchase a generator by finding about it from me. So I really appreciate that. And actually, I've been getting quite a bit of support lately. I'm so grateful. I want to send a special shout out to Werner from Canada, who sent me a very large donation gift this week from him and Marianne. I'm so grateful for that. It really helps because I'm doing some really big things in the background, and we'll be telling you about that within a couple of weeks, and it's going to be quite amazing how that works out. I also want to thank my client Mary, who's one of my regular contributors from North Dakota, and Samantha as well, a new listener that has been contacting me. She's going to have some very important information to hopefully come on and share with all of you, another investigator into what's going on, and she's also sent me a donation and support. So as I said, it really means a lot, folks. And eventually, my dream someday is to build a clinic to help people and have a fund for people that can't afford to get the remedies and things they need, and especially to have a learning center to teach people what vaccines really do, which is cause of all kinds of disease. As you've heard from me many times, they are actually bioweapons. Okay, today's show, What's Ailing America, our answer is going to be Truth is Labeled Offensive. And I don't have a guest today. I have so many things that I need to cover, And the listeners always contact me after I do shows like this because there's so much information to share with you. And that's why occasionally, at least once a month, I'm going to do a show by myself. Although I really like to banter with others. So as I said, if you have a question or comment, please do call in during the second hour of the show. A couple of things I just want to start out by mentioning is, amazingly, or maybe not, there's a commercial on television now all the time about a website you can go to, Lumosity.com, and it claims to be a personal trainer for your brain to improve performance of your brain with the science of neuroplasticity. As soon as I saw this, I said to myself, okay, now look what they're doing. If they're actually getting you to go to websites so that you can get silent sound frequencies and all kinds of other mind control type things through your computer, making you believe that it's going to be improving the performance of your brain. Yes, I'm sure it will improve your ability to be a mind-controlled slave. So I certainly suggest, if I was you, I would stay away from that site. Also, interestingly, yesterday was the 33rd anniversary to the day of the abduction of child Eitan Pate. From New York City, he was one of the first children ever abducted. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is truth is labeled offensive. I just want to say I can barely hear the music, so I'm sure it cut out sometime when I was talking about what I was talking about before the break. So just to let you know, I can't hear the music, and there's nobody at the board op to turn it up, so I'll do the best I can. Impossible to hear the music come on in a quiet way when you're actually talking. Okay, so let me go on. I want to talk about two patients of the week. I hear so many amazing things from people that call me for consults. And the two most amazing that I received this past week, one was a pre-med athlete, a woman who has gained 100 pounds in the last few months and also lost her menstrual cycle. So she went to the White Coats, and what did they do? Routine lab tests, which showed nothing, and MRI, which was negative. Now, I just want to mention that for MRIs, they're doing them now in pretty much all cases with and without contrast. They never tell people, anybody I talk to is never told that the contrast media for MRI, which is gadolinium or something in that family, can actually cause renal failure. If you look it up on the internet, they'll say that, you know, the fibrosis of the kidneys that it causes only occurs if you already have renal insufficiency. But, of course, if it wasn't damaging to the kidney, you would not get renal failure in the first place if you had renal insufficiency. So I'm sure if you get enough MRIs, you can eventually go from normal renal function to renal failure and then end up on dialysis. So something very important for you to know if you go for an MRI, because I can guarantee you the White Coat will not tell you that. But anyways, this pre-med athlete, what they did to her, as I said, was just routine lab tests, which were negative, and did a pre- and post-contrast MRI, which showed nothing. So what was their response? To put her on birth control pills. Which, of course, birth control pills are estrogen and progesterone from the outside. Basically, it's the same situation as people that have insulin-dependent diabetes that take insulin, or people with hypothyroid disease that take a synthetic thyroid hormone. It causes a negative feedback on the organ, which will eventually make you into a lifelong customer of Big Pharma, because your organ will shut off and will no longer produce the hormones. So she, being a pre-med student, actually realized that this was total bullcrap, and luckily for her, found my website. And as a result of our discussion, she's no longer going to be a pre-med student. She's going to finish doing what she's doing and then take my course to learn how to do the Hippocrates Protocol. And it's going to be amazing how that works out. But it just shows the importance of listening to people, because just from her telling me those two things, that she had gained 100 pounds in a short amount of time, and also that she had lost her menstrual cycle, which tells you that her ovaries have pretty much shut down, I immediately realized that this was vaccine damage. And, of course, vaccine can damage any part of your body. And what part of the body is damaged in this case, that becomes the detective work. And because I know what I learned in medical school, we were taught some truth in terms of how the body functions, at least anatomically and physiologically, certainly not energetically, but we were taught some things that, you know, using that knowledge does help me figure things out. And I immediately realized that the organ damaged in this woman was her hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is within the brain. It's a very important area that sends signals to the pituitary gland, which then sends signals to other glands. And amazingly, the actual area of the hypothalamus involved, I realized immediately, was the ventromedial area of the hypothalamus, which when damaged leads to obesity, and the lateral hypothalamus also, when damaged, leads to anorexia. So I wanted to bring those things up because you see all of these school children becoming obese, and they're blaming it on the crappy food that the children are eating in school. Obviously, that's a very big part of the problem. But the reason they're becoming obese is because their hypothalamus is being damaged by vaccines. And all these young women, especially, that are becoming anorexic, that's because the lateral part of their hypothalamus is damaged by vaccines. And the hypothalamus also sends signals to the pituitary gland for follicle-stimulating hormone and other things to happen for you to develop your hormones when you're a woman to basically bring about the menstrual cycle. So I realized that that's where her problem is. It's a hypothalamus problem, and I figured that out from talking to her. Didn't need any lab tests, didn't need an MRI, nothing. So she's going to be taking my course soon, and we're going to reverse this problem. And then she's going to actually, from what she's telling me, go to Africa and start helping people over there. Because, yes, in fact, our vaccinations have been sent over to Africa big time, as I've discussed on the show many times before. Thanks to Bill Gates and his billion-dollar vaccine fund, of course, we're creating zombies in Uganda. We're killing off many of the people in the whole continent to steal their natural resources. So it's just a wonderful thing when I hear of people that are going to become like mini-me's and go out there and spread the truth, although it will be labeled offensive, I am sure. My second amazing client that I started doing consults for this week was a man with a craniopharyngioma. This is a lesion of the stalk of the pituitary gland. And once again, in this man, they gave him an MRI with and without contrast, no mention of the fact that the contrast itself can cause renal failure. Now, just imagine, you go in for an MRI of any part of your body. Say you have a problem with your shoulder. I mean, it can just be a sports injury type of thing. And you end up with renal failure. You see, these are the kinds of things that can happen if you don't check out the side effects of the studies that are being done. And, of course, in this man, they told him that, well, what we're going to do is do a little bit of neurosurgery. We're going to take a drill and remove part of your skull. And, of course, the pituitary gland lives in the middle between the two lobes of the brain. So there's no way to get to it unless you go through the brain, which of course is going to have him wake up and be a totally different person. And they just, you know, shuffle it off like it's no big deal. Yeah, you'll be in ICU for a couple of days and then you'll go on the floor. You should be home within a week. Oh, really? And who will I be when I go home in a week? Well, thankfully, he found out about my work and he's already gotten a consult for me starting his protocol. And I'm sure he'll be very happy that he didn't have his brain assaulted by the neurosurgeons instead of just doing something natural in order to reverse the problem. Okay, Monday is Memorial Day. You gotta love these days, especially Memorial Days and Veterans Day, when we celebrate war. You got to love that celebration of war thing. And, of course, they're building all kinds of memorials, and they're having all kinds of parades, and they're honoring the people who now are volunteering to go to war. It just boggles my mind. I mean, the draft was one thing. They drafted you. You had to go. But now people are signing up to kill people in this fake war. It just blows my mind. And I have to mention an excellent show that Deanna Spingola did on RBN on May 8th, 2012. I totally suggest that you listen to that show, because she had an individual by the name of Justin Goodman on of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the website is PETA.org, in regards to the animals being mutilated, how they're actually having exercises, military trauma exercises they call them, where they have soldiers cut the legs off goats while they're alive with lawn equipment. I mean, so horrific. And I couldn't watch the video myself because I had to cut the leg off a human being with him awake while he was actually in a coma. But, you know, cutting through his sciatic nerve certainly did produce a response from him. So I can't even watch that video. But it is on PETA.org if you have the stomach to watch it. But this was a very important video, or a very important show that Deanna did on May 8th on RBN, because the guest was actually talking about 10,000 animals are mutilated in these exercises. And in fact, they have a remote site at Virginia Beach, Virginia. This has been going on since 1982. And the military alleges that the purpose is to medically train for the treatment of soldiers. Now, how does cutting the legs off a goat while it's still alive help you train for the treatment of soldiers? Doesn't make sense. In my opinion, the real reason is to desensitize the killers and to find the true psychopaths, because the individuals running this exercise, from what I'm told from people who did watch the documentary, were laughing. They're all laughing. As they're cutting the legs off a live animal, they're laughing. That's a sign of a psychopath if I ever heard one. And of course, they're going to find the other psychopaths by seeing which one of the soldiers in the training exercises laughs too. The ones who aren't psychopaths, well, I guess they won't be laughing, but it will cause desensitization, and they'll be able to kill without having, you know, much of an emotional response. But luckily for the people of conscience,
the next head of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Allison McFarland, will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate and would replace Gregory Jasko, the controversial chairman who recently resigned. Please consider emailing your senator and state reps this Memorial weekend and let them know the U.S. cannot afford another Fukushima. Spent nuclear fuel remains dangerous for 100,000 years, and we have no long-term storage anywhere in the U.S. Nuclear fuel is a fire that burns forever. Please use this weekend to spread the word about Fukushima. The mad scientists of the nuclear industry already know that the atom cannot be harnessed safely. This message has been brought to you by the Pacific and the Orion Talk Radio Network. We care about you because your government doesn't. Stay safe.
Okay, folks, as I said, I can hardly hear the breaks when they come on, so I'm not sure where I left off as far as what you were able to hear. But just in closing, in regards to the show of Deanna Spingola on RBN on May 8th with Justin Goodman of PETA, I was saying that the real reason for these military exercises is to desensitize the people who do have a conscience so that they can kill, and to find the psychopaths. And this has to be stopped. This is pure evil. And Justin Goodman was actually saying that they used to use dogs and cats, but they changed over to goats, I guess, because some people did have a problem with doing such torture to dogs and cats. So please listen to that show. It's very, very illuminating. It's the first hour of her show that she interviewed this gentleman. Also, one of my listeners sends me links to her show that I definitely have to listen to because I just don't have time to listen every day. But on February 18th, Deanna had an outstanding interview with a man by the name of Bob Fletcher in regards to how CIA takes over corporations and uses them for black op purposes. So I strongly suggest you check out that show as well. And I'm going to see if I can get him on my show because, people, you have to realize the corruption and fraud going on in this country. Our government is pure evil. And if you don't realize that, you have to start doing your homework because it's getting worse every day. And, of course, now I'm hearing that they're basically saying that, you know, the soldiers who are speaking out against what's going on, especially with this fake war, well, they're going to be thought of as terrorists. So what I'm hoping is that those soldiers who obviously have a conscience, in fact, 40 of them stood in front of the NATO meeting in Chicago last week and threw their medals in the garbage. And each one got up and said the reason that they were throwing their medals in the garbage because they realized that the wars are a total scam. And I'm sure that those men will be thought of as terrorists. And there they were doing it. The cameras were rolling. Of course, not mainstream media, but Free Speech TV did show that on their production. So I'm glad to see some of the military are waking up because that's very important. Also, let me mention that there's this woman in Georgia who actually, she's 24 by the name of Amy Copeland, and she actually was on some kind of a, one of those games where you, oh, I forget, zip lines, yes, a zip line. She was on a zip line over the Little Tallapoosa River and fell into the water and got a cut. And the flesh-eating bacteria went after her. Interesting, flesh-eating bacteria. Where are they coming from? Well, they cut off her leg, and then they were talking about cutting off her remaining leg and both of her feet. I haven't heard anything about her situation since May 19th. However, I did hear that now there's been three other people in the Atlantic, Atlanta, Georgia area that are getting flesh-eating bacteria. So I propose, without any question in my mind, although I can't prove this, but I am sure that those flesh-eating bacteria were made there in the CDC, and they're being put into the waterways and environment around the CDC, and now this is going to be another problem that we're going to have to deal with. And, of course, if only those people had a colloidal silver generator, they could be drinking the colloidal silver and spraying the ionic silver on the wounds, and I'm sure they would be fine. Because there's never been any bug that has been found that can actually survive colloidal silver treatment. And, of course, there's no side effects with colloidal silver, as we talked about on the show on colloidal silver. So this is what's going on. And I also have, in relation to that, a very big disinfo article, Independent Living News, an American Lantern Press production by Lee Bellinger. And this is actually in relation to that because it's trying to scare people. Breaking health news of immediate concern to his readers. While crowded emergency rooms cater to illegal aliens and political correctness forces paying customers to wait their turn for treatment, basically tens of thousands of otherwise healthy Americans are dying from antibiotic-resistant superbugs and other killer infections and parasites. So here we go. They're trying to get the people to rise up against the illegal aliens, which I can assure you, if they have these diseases, they got them from being vaccinated because that's one of the first things they do. You know, when these illegal aliens come to the United States, of course, they let them have health care Why did they let them have health care? Because they know that in order to get their hands on them and start inoculating them with diseases, they have to give them, you know, hold up that carrot of free health care. And, of course, these people oftentimes have even poorer nutrition than the people that are eating the garbage here now in this country. And so, of course, they're going to be coming like Typhoid Marys and spreading the diseases. So the question is, how are they getting the diseases if they have the diseases? I just told you. They're getting them by the inoculation process. And amazingly, in this disgusting article put out by this Lee Bellinger, who's trying to, you know, make people hate the illegal aliens, even though he mentions on the first page of his little article here, which is 13 pages long, that they're antibiotic resistance, on page 3, he talks about how antibiotic shortage is a major undiscussed U.S. problem. So it's just like we see all the time. You know, they're even having trouble with their problem reaction solution. They're saying the problem is antibiotic-resistant organisms. The reaction is antibiotics? Wait a minute, Lee. How come we're going to suggest antibiotics if the problem is antibiotic-resistant organisms? So instead, he made the problem the illegal aliens who are carrying them over here, allegedly. Well, I don't know how he's going to blame the illegal aliens for what's happening near the CDC, where people are getting the flesh-eating bacteria, because that's even more scary. So you just have to read all this stuff with eyes to see. That's what I would do if I was you. Okay, continuing on with very important information, as I get so many emails and listening to television and just trying to find out, you know, what they're feeding the sheep, I received a link to a story on BBC News Technology from one of my listeners. This was published on May 7th. The title is Magnetic Bacteria May Help Build Future Biocomputers. And the website you can check this out is www.bbc.com/news/technology. This is an amazing article. They're talking about magnetic bacteria, and the mad scientists are now playing around with this magnetic bacteria named Magnetosporillium magneticum, which I'm sure is probably a lab creation in the first place. But what really blew my mind about this article is they're talking about the fact that the bacteria are actually able to produce crystals of a mineral called magnetite. Magnetite is a component of our very cellular structure, and it's involved in the DNA replication process. As a matter of fact, it's how the cell splits. As DNA is replicated, there's magnetite on both poles of the cell, and that's how the cell splits into two parts. So now they're doing something else that's going to mess up with cell division, not to mention the fact that they're talking about how these microorganisms can be used to produce biological wires. Biological wires. What does that sound like? Sounds like Morgellons to me. So when you have eyes to see and a mind to figure things out and you read stuff like this, they're giving us little hints of what they're really up to, and it is really right out of, you know, the X-Files or Fringe. And so this is very disturbing, but I'm sure these magnetic bacteria can be killed by colloidal silver as well. Okay, let me see how close we are to a break. I'm not sure because our clock changed, but I'll continue on and tell you the next story I want to discuss. And this is out of today's paper, CharlotteObserver.com, page 1A. Lobster-sized shrimp invade North Carolina waters. And yes, one would think, well, isn't this wonderful? Lobster-sized shrimp, Asian tiger shrimp, which can grow more than a foot long. And there's been an ominous spike in catches across the southeast, but they're also, quote-unquote, invading North Carolina waters. Now, one would say to oneself, why would the shrimp be, you know, growing to be more than a foot long? What's up with that? Well, I was thinking of a Saturday Night Live skit I saw many years ago, back when I used to watch it, when it was... And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer to today's truth is labeled offensive. Before the break, I was talking about the lobster-sized shrimp that are invading North Carolina waters. Not sure where I got cut off. But as I was reading this article, I was thinking of a Saturday Night Live episode many years ago where the whole skit involved the fact that there was some nuclear reactor that discharged a lot of radiation, and one of the Saturday Night Live players ended up to grow as tall as the building. And he's, you know, looking through the building, as I think he was supposed to be Jimmy Carter, looking through the window of the building at Rosalind Carter, and Rosalind saying something to the effect of, "What happened to you, Jimmy?" And the whole joke was that Jimmy Carter grew to this giant size because of the nuclear reactor pretty much melting down. Well, what else could be causing shrimp to grow to a foot long than the radiation from Fukushima? Obviously, that's got to be it. You can't get any kind of genetic damage that I know about that's going to make you grow like 100 times bigger than you're supposed to be. And, of course, in this article from Charlotte Observer just today, there's no mention of the radiation from Fukushima. In fact, we're not really hearing too much about that at all on the mainstream media. Apparently, they don't want us to be concerned about this reactor number 4 melting down, which, according to an excellent article by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on naturalnews.com, entitled "Fukushima Reactor Number 4 Vulnerable to Catastrophic Collapse Could Unleash 85 Times Cesium-131 Radiation of Chernobyl, Human Civilization is on the Brink." And he talks about this very fact of how this radiation is just increasing massively. He gives all kinds of facts that we're not hearing about on the mainstream media. And, of course, we're not told anything about this, apparently, because they want us to keep allowing them to build more nuclear reactors, even after this insanity of the island with the largest amount of earthquakes on the planet, as far as I know, i.e. Japan, having 4 nuclear reactors in one area. Of course, those of us who have done our homework know that that was a HAARP-related and caused event, the tsunami and the earthquake and all the rest of it to begin with, apparently because Japan was siding with the Palestinians against the Zionists. But anyways, this is what's going on. They're telling us nothing about this radioactive hell on Earth that they have created. And now we have lobster-sized shrimp showing up off the coast of North Carolina. And, of course, if we've got lobster-sized shrimp off the coast of North Carolina, I can't even imagine. They must be the size of porpoises off the coast of California. So just realize, folks, that this is a very serious situation. And as I've mentioned on the show before, of course, I don't give medical advice. I just tell you what I would do if I was you. But there's an excellent source of nascent iodine you can get by going to magnascent, magnascent.com. I have no financial, you know, doings with them at all. But it's very important for people to know what to do to protect their thyroid gland. That's what I would do if I was you. Take that every day. That's what I do. I give it to my pets. Of course, that's only going to protect your thyroid gland. It's not going to detox your radiation. There are homeopathics that you can get to do that. And if you want to get a mini consult from me to learn what you can do in regards to that, just give me a call. Okay. The next thing I have to report to you is a very important article that's published on John Rappaport's blog, jonrappoport.wordpress.com. This was published on May 16th, 2012, entitled Hidden in Plain View, FDA Murder. And this is a very important article because John Rappaport does state the facts. The day of the smoking gun has arrived, he says. He's actually got links to an article, the discovery of a page on the FDA's own website, which proves that the FDA is fully aware that the drugs it certifies as safe have been killing Americans at the rate of 100,000 per year. The FDA website page is currently available under the heading, Why Learn About Adverse Drug Reactions? And it can be Googled, and then he gives you a link to go directly to the FDA page. So I guess they're trying to be a little bit, you know, funny there. Why learn about adverse drug reactions? The answer is because drugs are killing 100,000 people in America a year. You know, isn't that amazing? And then they'll take a product off the market because, you know, they find like one or two people that are affected. And, of course, it's always going to be a natural product. And there's been many examples of that in the past. So he goes on to say, let's see, about the special relationship the FDA has with the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, we all know about that. And that basically this is organized crime. And it's very important for you to realize that this is, in fact, the case. He's also got another article he published on May 19th entitled Medical Liars Lying About Medicine. And so this is a follow-up that I also strongly suggest that you read. Not that the people that listen to my show don't already know these things, but in case you're trying to wake up your friends and family, this is some pretty amazing stuff. Because when you actually have a page on the FDA admitting that they are very aware, and you know that's massively underreported, only 100,000? No, I'm sure it's much more than that. But for them to admit 100,000, you would think if they were legit, they would say 100,000 people are dying from the medicines that we approve every year. We have to do something. We have to figure out what's going on. And, of course, you know they're not including vaccinations in that number because they don't admit the vaccines cause any problems, much less death. So what is their plan? What is our wonderful Congress doing? Well, let me report to you. As of yesterday, Friday, May 25th, 2012, on page 2A of the Charlotte Observer, parties work together to fight key drug shortages. The Senate passed a bill to speed approval of life-saving medicines. House could follow with vote next week. Yes, it's true. The Senate on Thursday passed a major bipartisan bill to prevent drug shortages and to speed federal approval of new life-saving medicines, including lower-cost generic versions of biotechnology products. And, of course, the biotechnology products are the ones that affect your immune system. They're given for all the autoimmune diseases caused by vaccines, and you can tell which ones those are on the commercials on television, because they'll always say there's a risk of cancer, death, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, sign me up. In effect, a similar bill is on the fast track to approval in the House, perhaps as early as next week. And our Traders president, consumer groups, and pharmaceutical companies strongly support the legislation. So the point being that the FDA is admitting that at least 100,000 people are dying a year from drugs they've already approved. And what's their plan to find out what are they doing wrong? No, they're going to fast-track approval so that they can get these toxic drugs on the market even quicker. And this is just mind-boggling. And just so you know, the chief minion involved with this, chief sponsor of the bill, Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa, said the fees for generic drugs are expected to slash review times to a third of current levels, from 30 months to 10 months, and will improve the speed with which generic products are made available to the patients so that the patients can get a hold of more toxic drugs quicker, obviously. And you can be sure that these people are getting lots of money from Big Pharma to push this through on the fast-track level. And let's see. It does say at the end of the article that about 60% of the money for the review of new drug applications already comes from industry fees, which are used by the FDA to hire scientists and buy equipment. And, of course, basically what that translates to is that the pharmaceutical companies give the money to the FDA to approve their drugs. So if that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. And this whole thing about them having to buy equipment, I don't know what equipment they're talking about because, of course, the FDA just takes whatever research that the big pharma companies give them in regards to their drugs, and, of course, they delete any terrible side effects and just throw out any outliers that they want to throw out. So why do they need to buy equipment? I don't know. But basically, they're paid off by Big Pharma, the FDA is, in the first place, in order to put the drugs into the approval state to begin with. So why do they need to pay more money to make the approval faster? You know, this is total disinfo. And this comes out of the New York Times. My paper oftentimes just prints other articles from other papers. So more good news for us. They're going to speed up the approval of the toxic drugs here in hell. We'll be right back after these messages.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
There comes a time when it feels absolutely wonderful to quit beating your head against the wall.